I'm Margaret Cho, and this is Brides and Children of the Crossing East series.
Spring at home, but unmindful of clock or calendar, the Vietnam struggle goes on.
As the Vietnam War came to an end in 1975, U.S. assisted orphanages in Vietnam feared that if North Vietnam were victorious, all the children might be killed. Humanitarian groups suggested as many children as possible be taken out of the country.
The enemy camp was first pounded by heavy fire from ships.
Though South Vietnam was reluctant, on April 3, 1975, President Gerald Ford announced that up to 70,000 children would be flown out of the country to the United States. Around 2,700 arrived and were adopted in the U.S. before the fall of Saigon on April 15th. There were claims that some of the children had been forcibly taken or sold in Vietnam, and in the confusion, much of the information about their former lives was lost. Now, adults, these adoptees share their search for a sense of self. Chapter 6, Baby Pictures, by producer Sarah Caswell Colbert with contributing producer Mia Kim.
I am Shannon Hetrick. I was born in September 10th, 1972. This was during the Vietnam War. I came over to the United States in April of 1975, and this was through Operation Baby Lift.
I'm Richard Silver, and I was adopted from South Vietnam in 1974.
I'm Jared Rayberg. Yeah, Betty Tisdale ran my orphanage back in Vietnam, and she and Madam Nye, they were responsible for saving the lives of 219 children.
I am Betty Tisdale. The government arranged, I guess, with President Ford that these agencies could get their children out, but I was not involved in that. So I had to try to get my own planes, get a place for them, make sure that they got adopted, all of that on my own.
When we boarded the plane, Betty and Madam Nye made up names for us and gave us birthdays, and we were on our way to a better life.
And we didn't have birth certificates because these were abandoned children. They're left at the gates. And these children had never left the orphanage, let alone get in an airplane. And they were all adopted within a month. Those babies were my babies, and I would have taken all of them if I could have. I would have adopted all of them.
Damaged planes at Da Nang Air Base are one result of a long-range rocket shelling attack by Viet Cong, which also destroyed several military buildings. A powerful new Russian-made weapon is blamed.
What I know of Vietnam is sort of what I see in, unfortunately, Vietnam War movies. I do think more recently I've kind of been interested in Vietnam and learning a little bit more about it. My parents, they were told, you know, it would be a good idea to expose me to the Vietnamese culture. But when they did, I was actually quite resistant to it. Growing up in the South, the last thing you want to do is bring attention to yourself.
There's going to be a point in your life where you have to recognize who you are. There's a point where you're going to realize, I need to have some of these questions answered.
In August was the first time that I met other Asian adoptees as an adult. I got to meet other adoptees who were from the Operation Baby Lift. And to me, it sort of felt like that was an extended family, because only those people kind of understand completely what I went through growing up.
I met Richard Silver on the trip to Vietnam this summer.
The purpose of the trip was to commemorate the 30th anniversary of Operation Baby Lift.
We will be landing in the airport called Tons Nut, which is the airport in Ho Chi Minh City.
For me, I went with the attitude that not only am I representing the United States of America, but I'm also representing my heritage as a Vietnamese.
I got to play at the Reunification Palace. Very few people have played that palace. And, you know, I got up on stage and plugged in my guitar. I looked out at the country officials. And without being dramatic, I got to tell you, I was thinking about my birth parents and thinking, you know, this was the closest I was going to be to communicating with them.
Not the flesh of my flesh, no bone of my bone, my home, my home, and this
One of my most special moments that will stay with me forever is my time in the orphanage. Because while I was there, I could imagine in my mind what I would have been like when I was in the orphanage.
Operation Baby Lift, homeward bound. And today we're going to go to San Francisco. I hope everybody has enjoyed your trip so far.
What I got out of my visit in Vietnam was how proud I am of the country that I came from. The images that we have 25 years ago or 30 years ago of this chaos and stricken land, you don't see that. The people that I talked with who knew that I was back after 30 years, you know, they asked, what do you think of Vietnam now? I was truthfully honest by saying I really love this place.
The pictures that I have at the airport, the Atlanta airport, of me arriving here, that's where I had always thought my life began. But now that I've, you know, had sort of firsthand accounts of what happened, I guess I believe now.
You know, in some village, you know, maybe there's a woman, and, you know, maybe for a moment she thinks about the child that she gave up, you know, and maybe my birth parents have passed away. And I hope that they're proud of me, and I hope that they know that I made the most of this opportunity.
I'm Margaret Cho, and this is Brides and Children of the Crossing East series. Every year, approximately 5,000 children from China are adopted into the United States. Beginning in the 1990s, China replaced South Korea as the leading sending country of Asian adopted children to the United States. In 1992, the Chinese government passed laws enabling foreigners to adopt Chinese children. There's no doubt that international adoption is changing the landscape of American life. Learning from the experiences of older Korean and Vietnamese adoptees, adoptive parents actively seek to include more of the culture of the child's birth country as a part of family life. Our final chapter, Where I'm From, by producer D. May Roberts and Mia Kim.
I'm Yingying Fry, and right now I'm 11 years old and I live in San Francisco. 我的名字叫傅英，今年十一岁。 I was born in Changsha in Hunan, that's a province, and I don't know a time and I don't know exactly what day they estimated the day.
I'm Amy Klatskin and I'm Yingying's mom.
And I'm Terry Fry, Ying's dad.
We traveled to China on 10 days' notice. All we knew about her was her orphanage name, Zhousheng.
In China, in the local Chinese-American community, gave us their perspectives about how would the local communities accept her and accept us as a family. And that was a really important thing because we knew that she would have to deal with that for the rest of her life.
We had a lot of support from friends in China, from our Chinese teacher in particular. Chinese-American friends here were very, very supportive. So we felt we had a community to help raise our child. And living in San Francisco, we felt that we could bring her to a place where she would be in the majority.
I was adopted from Jiangxi province.
And I was born in Wuhan.
I was adopted from Wuhan when I was 7 months old.
My parents are Caucasian. I have one brother, two sisters. They're not adopted.
When you go to restaurants, people look at you, and it's really weird. It feels odd.
I like learning Chinese, so when I go to China to meet my biological parents, I like to speak with them instead of having like someone to translate.